Matt Thunderek on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the news, the breaking news came out over the weekend in the governor race. Tony Evers hasn't said whether he'll run for re-election. Most people think he will. The question is who will run on the Republican side. And a new country heard from, a new mouse squeaking up from the corner, Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus, we thought we got rid of him a long time ago. He was the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. On one occasion, a long time ago, on Mike Gouche's Sunday show, Mike invited me and Reince Priebus to speak. It was in the sense of a debate, although not formal rules. I think he is a lightweight. The guy is a few bricks short of a load. He doesn't have it. So he goes on, though. He's very, very good at shining around people in power in the Republican Party, and Trump hires him as his chief of staff for about 6 months, and then he cans him for incompetence. This guy is desperately looking for a place to get in back at the trough. He's a lawyer now somewhere, maybe in Washington. Hasn't been in Wisconsin, lived here in a long time. He's now sniffing around. He's trying to decide whether or not to run for governor against Evers or to run for the Senate if Ron Johnson doesn't run again. And Ron Johnson gave his word he wouldn't run again. He'd only do two terms. And he's wrestling with how he gets out of that because he likes it in the trough. Quite fond of being at the public trough. So Reince Priebus is back there saying, well, you know, I'd like to be quarterback. That's open. And if it isn't, I'll be what? Left tackle? I mean, come on. You either want a position or you don't. And you either want it for good purposes or you don't. If you want to be governor, you have to have an idea of how the state should be run, some policy. Not just saying, slide me in. I need a soft spot to land. Put me in there, and then the donors will tell me what to do. He sucked back up to Trump, apologized for being an incompetent, said, you know, if he goes into office again, he'll no longer be an incompetent. You know, the point is, you're an incompetent, you're not an incompetent, and this guy's an incompetent. Anyway, Reince Priebus, you'll see that name bringing his ugly head in politics around here. And the alternative for the Republicans is pretty sad. Rebecca Clayfish was the lieutenant governor. In the primary, Scott Walker, back in 2010, didn't want her. Thought she was a disaster. She said some really, really nasty things in the primary, especially about LGBT people. And I'm not talking about, you know, being compliant with doctrine. I'm just talking about personally hurtful and insulting. And she wins by a little margin over a bunch of other guys. And the Republicans were thinking, well, we don't have much, or we don't have a deep bench. So maybe we'll put her, and she'll campaign. We'll put her in a drop-top Cadillac, and maybe a plastic tiara, and she will do a pageant wave. She'll sit there and pageant wave to the left and pageant wave to the right, and the rabble will vote for her, and we can still run the state. Well, now it looks like that may be upset. Reince Priebus may jump in and go, I need a soft spot to land. And unless Johnson gets out, and then I'll switch over to that, you can plug me in here. You don't just plug somebody in as quarterback. You don't just plug somebody in as quarterback. Quarterback's a very difficult position. What do you want the state to do, and how are you going to direct it? So stand by. Right now, they better start looking around for a stronger candidate. We go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, man, I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm going to. This situation in Texas, I had a friend of mine. He was talking about a week ago about the standard bearer that is the greatest guy in history, according to most Republicans yet, Ronald Reagan. And I said, you know, to be quite honest with you, this all started with him 40 years ago. I mean, he's the one that coined the paraphrasing, it wasn't something like I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, and just hammered on everything from Roosevelt all the way through Johnson and any Democratic presidency. And this is what you get. All this deregulation has all come to roost. And you'd never know some moderate Republicans were ever president. We used to take care of the headquarters of the Republican Party. And I said to a friend of mine when we were in there one Saturday doing some work, isn't this strange? It's like a shrine to Ronald Reagan, and yet the guy that was Allied Commander-in-Chief, there wasn't a picture in the whole building, Matt, of Dwight Eisenhower. Nowhere. Reagan is the cause of this, or the start of it. He got the ball rolling. So you might as well put it where it belongs. And he, of course, disagreed with me vehemently. Oh, he left with the greatest approval ratings of any president. I said, well, that just proves you can fool a lot of people a lot of the time.
That's a very good point. And let me hit on that for a second. And you look at Texas, for instance, they take that deregulation mantra to the nth degree. And so, for instance, in Texas, you know, people are getting $16,000 energy bills, and those are direct deposits. So they take it right out of your bank account. One guy they interviewed, he doesn't have that much money, he just retired. He has to go back to work. The reason is in the contracts down there, because it's the grid is privately owned. You know, up here in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin Electric Power Company and other power companies, and they have to go in for rate increases, and there's a public service commission. Down there, they think that's too regulatory. They also think, well, they were told they had bad colds in 1998 and 2011. Each time they were told, winterize your grid. I got news for them. We have worse weather in Wisconsin than they did there now. There's worse weather in Norway and Canada than they had there now. There's worse weather in the Arctic than they had there now. And wind turbines do not freeze in Norway, in Wisconsin, Canada, or the Arctic. Natural gas lines don't freeze, but down there, they refuse to winterize it. They said, well, every 10, 15 years, we'll take our chances. Then somebody said, why don't you join a larger grid with California and have it regulated? No, we like private enterprise. And all these fly-by-night companies come out and offer you very, very little low rates. Everybody signs up, but there is a clause that says the rate is adjustable depending on availability. And suddenly a guy got a $16,000. That's what you get for no regulation. So the Republicans love the talk. They love talking the talk, but they don't like walking the walk. And what happened down there easily could have been avoided if they had winterized their grid and they winterized natural gas lines. And then their governor, Abbott, has the gall to go on and say, it's all because of green energy. It's the wind turbines. The natural gas lines froze too. The wind turbines and that kind of energy is about 10% of their energy. Fossil fuels are 90%. And the lieutenant governor said the same thing. The way to absorb this next time is to get rid of wind turbines to all natural gas. If they had done that, it would have frozen even sooner. The way to do it is get the Republican Party out of government. The Republican Party is a malignancy. And what's happened is exactly what happened in Texas, and Dick Madison is exactly correct. Because lying about regulation means that you're going to get a $16,000 bill and they'll drain your account. We're coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct, going to be signing off. Stand by for a week. Great program in a day. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate Domin Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday. On Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off. Make my way back.